Well, as I mentioned last hour, according to the Kansas Department of Education, 2025 state assessment results are using a new test and cut scores to determine achievement levels. For example, the percentage of eighth graders reading at proficiency level has more than doubled, jumping from 22% last year to 46% this year, which has prompted many to question if the department is dumbing down the standards. That or just kids are just a whole heck of a lot smarter in order to achieve the better results. With us now to share an analysis of these results is Dave Traubert from the Kansas Policy Institute. Well, Dave, are they dumbing down the standards or did all the kids just take their smart pills this year?
Well, good evening, John. Thanks for having me here. I guess it's somewhat reminiscent of about a year ago when we saw tens of thousands of people streaming across the southern border. And the Biden administration is saying, oh, no. The border is secure. The
border is secure,
ignore what you're seeing. I mean, this is just absurd. Of course, there was not that magic turnaround. I mean, this is a trend that had been sliding down. In 2015, that number was 29% proficient. It was down to 22, and now it's 46. Shazam.
Well, maybe Edward James Olmos was teaching the class I mean, all across the state. He was running around. You know, I mean, I read your article, and you had a great sentence in the article, said the only plausible explanation was that it was either the new test is easier, standards are lower, or some combination of the two. And that does make sense to me.
Well, sure. I mean, it is a new test, and they did admit that it's a much shorter test. We don't know if it's also an easier test. But we do know that, I mean, basically came out and said they reduced standards, and then they said, but we didn't reduce standards. So here's the explanation. So let me start by saying you mentioned they set new cut scores. Think of setting the grade level on a test where you might say 90 to 100 is an A. Well, with this new test, they brought in 140 teachers and they showed them the results and they said, now, where do you think the cutoffs would be for proficient or basic and so forth? And it's kind of like they said, well, let's make 70 to 100 an A.
Okay. I mean,
because here's the explanation. They said, now, last year, prior years, there were kids scoring in level two basic. And teachers knew that that wasn't right, that they really were proficient based on what they were seeing. And so they said that was a misaligned system. Well, okay, so you said last year the standard was too high. We get that. And so now you've reduced it. Oh, no. That's not what we said. Well, yes, it is what you said. Just be honest and say you reduced the performance standard for what it takes to be proficient.
So what, Dave, I got to ask, what are, I mean, the disconnect here, and I've had this conversation with multiple educators and the folks who are saying that we're being mean, the folks who accuse you of saying that you hate kids or you hate teachers. And I push back on that immediately. And so I say, no, I hate mediocrity. But, you know, they immediately say that the other counterpunch that they use is graduation rates. Oh, but the graduation rates, I mean, Kelly Bielfeld, I interviewed him a while back and he said, oh, our graduation rates are 84%. And of course, I immediately said, yeah, but if you're graduating kids that can't read and write, what does it matter? What are college admission folks saying about these kids?
Employers are saying they cannot hire a lot of these kids right out of high school because they don't have the basic math and reading skills. College professors are saying 40 to 60% of kids, depending upon whether it's the community college or the four-year whatever, need remedial training. They have to take makeup courses to learn what they didn't get in high school before they can start taking real college courses. They have to pay for those, and they don't count toward graduation. Everybody knows that outcomes are insufficient. You look at the college readiness in English, reading, math, and science. In 2015, it was 32%. not good at all. Now it's 18%. But don't believe your lying eyes. Things aren't going down. They say, well, it's not accurate. You know, researchers will look for confirmation. They'll look to other data sets. They'll repeat tests and see if there's outliers to test assumptions. Well, when you see outcomes declining on the ACT and you see outcomes declining on the National Assessment of Educational Progress, and they had been declining on the state assessment, to see a hockey stick jump up now is just not believable. And yet they say that, no, this is comparable. This is comparable. That's whenever in history there has been a new state assessment come out, they have been very specific in saying you may not compare one test to another. Doesn't work. It's a different test. It's different standards. That applies now. They say that those are the cases now. But now all of a sudden, you can compare one to the next. It's just not believable.
We're talking with Dave Traubert from the Kansas Policy Institute. Another story that I've seen, it's the media is not really given a whole lot of cover, but it's this story that's been kind of sneaking out lately, and it's about how students are taking multiple catch-up classes or credits or doing little papers in order to make up the necessary requirements to graduate. But even teachers are starting to say, well, you know, just because you turn in a paper or you take this little pop-up quiz or you go do an online thing doesn't necessarily mean that you've fulfilled the requirements, but you did it, so we're going to graduate you. Are you familiar with this story, Dave?
Yeah, of course. I mean, whether you call it grade inflation.
Yeah, grade inflation, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's a number of things. It's just not, and again, it doesn't comport. You're seeing college readiness decline, and you're seeing graduation rates increase. What's wrong with that picture?
And why are districts doing this? Is it basically because they just want that graduation rate up, so they're trying to make it easier so the kid can graduate? I mean, what's the incentive to the district for this, as opposed to actually having a kid who is ready for life?
Well, it's a number of things, John. I mean, this is just my educated opinion, of course. But education administrators, local school boards, state school board, they all want kids to do better. They really do.
Yeah.
But for a lot of them, they draw the line at having to change their behaviors in order to make that happen. That's not going to go. We are not going to change what we're doing. And now you think about it, for years, for decades, you've had a lot of administrators saying things are fine. You've had the KASB saying Kansas is in the top 10 of all the states. Never was true. They didn't care. They got media to print it. So everybody is thinking things are well. Now, how, if you've been pushing that story for decades, how do you turn around and say, yeah, well, they really aren't? It puts them in a pickle. And now think about this also. You're talking about administrators who started out as teachers, and then they became principals, and then some other administrator, and now they're superintendents. Nowhere along the way were they ever trained in how to run a results-oriented, accountable organization. It's not their fault. They don't have that skill set. And then when they're looking upstream and they see the Department of Education making things up, and they see the legislature not willing to take action, even when audits say, for example, they're not spending this $500 million according to state law, nobody does anything and everybody else is making excuses. I don't know where to start. So what do? I kind of go along with it. It's not their fault. We need to take the attitude that, look, we are where we are, and no one's to blame for where we are, but we're all responsible for moving forward.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll see. I mean, I know that there's a new funding formula interim committee that's working. It'll be very interesting to see what they come up with. If If folks want to connect with you guys, you do some wonderful reporting, some investigative journalism, something the media doesn't do anymore, certainly not the Wichita Eagle. They can find some great articles of yours. It's at sentinelksmo.org, correct?
Yes, and at kansaspolicy.org.
Dave, I appreciate you as always. It's always a pleasure having you on the show, my friend.
Thanks for having us, John.